Warrior Reflections.
We interviewed recent graduates
of Elizabeth Forward High School
on their experience of transitioning from high school to college.
My name's James Benedict. I go to the Catholic University of America down in Washington, D.C. If there's one thing I can say that I have taken away from my high school experience that I have used in college, it is get involved and get involved quick. When you're there, you want to get involved as soon as you step onto campus. I jumped into student government. I jumped into College Republicans. For me, it's political organizations. I like to get into the politics, not only in D.C., but on my campus. For other students, it might be music. I was involved in musicals here, and I got involved in that, and that really was beneficial to me. It's just finding your niche and getting out there and doing it. That's why you're in college. My first thoughts on college. I really loved it, actually. I love Washington, D.C., so I chose that school because I love politics. The environment is much different from Elizabeth Forward because you're obviously going to places that are a little bit bigger. But I really adapted well to college. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. I think the first thing I do in the morning when I wake up is try to figure out how I'm going to make a difference. Now, when I go to bed, I take some time to reflect on not only what happened in the day, but also what's happening in my life. We truly need to take 10-15 minutes out of our day just to sit there and just breathe, think, because you're running around 24/7, especially in college and in high school, and it can get overwhelming. Definitely take that time at the end of the day to breathe and think. I stay up a lot pretty late. I'm up till 4 in the morning, which I wouldn't recommend to anyone. But you just need to find a way to organize yourself. I try to schedule myself out, whether I have a meeting or I have to go to another meeting for a club or something like that. I keep myself organized, and then there's plenty of time for social interaction between my peers and myself. When I was in eighth grade, I remember watching the political debate between Barack Obama and John McCain. And right then and there, I said, you know what? I want to be a politician. Before then, I thought, man, I want to be a teacher. My dad's a teacher. And I thought, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to help people. But I realized that you can help people in different ways. So he helps young kids, whereas a politician can help the masses. If I was to narrow down who inspired me, I would say I think my parents did, because they always told me to find something you love to do and don't let anyone stop you from doing it. Find what you love to do and don't let anyone tell you no. Make sure that you have your head on right. Be prepared. Get involved. Put a smile on your face every morning, because there's people much, much less fortunate than you out there that don't get the blessings of going to college, don't get the friends, they don't get the social interaction. There's so many people out there less fortunate than us. So definitely get something out of it. Go there, put yourself out there, get involved, find an organization, a group, a sport, just do something. Don't just sit there, study, eat pizza, and go to bed. Go there, put yourself out there, and you're going to get something out of it. And that's why we go to college, for that outside experience. And for people not going into college right now, do the same thing. In high school, you should be putting yourself out there, getting involved in musicals, sports, whatever floats your boat, whatever's your cup of tea. You do that, because that's going to make you happy. And it's going to help you succeed down the line.